ever get so mad at somebody you want to fucking put drugs in your grandkids' food to fucking get a fucking... What?
Every fucking... Dude, people start showing up at the office about 7:15. That's about the time my fucking demeanor sours.
That's why I rarely text you.
God,
after 7:30, unless I'm on the shitter, and I got to tell Jeff, I'm on the bowl early today at work, man.
Everything's great. Everything's quiet till the fucking idiots start showing up.
I know. I hear you.
Jesus Christ.
Well, here's a story
of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
In retrospect, who's the most fuckable of the three daughters on the Brady Bunch?
At that time or as they got older?
No, as they got older.
Okay.
Because if it was at that time, it's clearly Cindy.
Yeah. That lisp.
Yeah,
just
buddy,
did it for you.
You just want to fucking rattle those back teeth.
Make room for those adult teeth.
Because, you know, at that age, they're not really firmly set in there. You know what I mean? Jeff is beside himself over there.
Just pop them right out of there.
Just fucking
like chiclets.
Boop. Boop, boop.
Say something else with an S, Cindy. Fuck my cock, Cindy. Fuck for the fuck it.
Oh shit. Oh fuck me, man. I still even think as they got
why
older.
We do this every
I don't fucking
no,
know.
No, this is why.
Oh, yeah, because we don't know. Yeah, I know. We're really
God damn. Fuck my thong, Finny.
Blowing Sylvester. Sylvester could also, to be fair, could also be a show title. I got about three of them in this episode. So.
Oh, you could Eve plumb that throat, too, couldn't you? Get it?
Jesus. I think even in retrospect, as it grew up, I think even Marcia was still.
I was just going to say, yeah, I got to go with Maureen McCormick.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go with Maureen McCormick and probably Mike Lookinland on the other side. Oh, just the girls? I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Hey, buddy. Whatever gets you through the night, man.
Because, listen, I do like the older. I probably got to go with the dad.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
He would have liked you.
He would have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd have gotten to him before a certain point in the 80s, though, if I were you. You could go back in time. You wanted to ride that ride. I'm just giving you a heads up. There's a certain point where his white blood cell count drops way down, buddy.
Where he started getting that sunken eye look.
Oh, yeah. Lost a lot of weight fast.
Getting awful skinny there, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to drink some shakes. And anyway, what are you doing Friday night? Oh, God.
Not you.
Quit spreading it, you fucking cheekmonger.
Did she say we needed some new worst of or some fucking, more worst stuff?
Fucking Hollywood's Patient Zero beat it.
I thought that was Rock Hudson. Clara Bow.
Clara Bow? What? Clara Bow? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Well, Clara Bow, she's the it girl.
They didn't call it AIDS back then, did they, Mr.?
No, in the early days, they called it the grid. It was the gay cancer.
But it was the gay 20s. I mean, did y'all have fucking AIDS or what?
Well.
Well. It was all that embalming fluid you drank during Prohibition.
Yes, well.
Kept you safe.
Yes. We were bulletproof back then.
What was that formula you had for the...
Oh, I think it was cherry juice, embalming fluid, and forget what else. I forget. It's a very old joke, Jeff. You know, season 5 was a long time ago. Well, thank you, old timer guy. Man. The worst thing you got from Clara Bow was rug burn. Now, fucking, you get to fucking Mike Brady in the 80s and he's fucking, holy shit.
Yeah.
Every girl he ever pecked on the cheek in a movie is fucking getting run into a doctor in fucking 87.
I gotta get tested.
Sheesh.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, when Rock got it, a lot of those leading ladies from the 50s were like,
Jesus. Dull.
Is it hot in here or is it just this disease? Oh, boy.
Come on, Rock, eat. It's that last dick. Why'd I suck it?
Why'd I suck that last dick? Oh. There's another bad neighbor coming up here on the
right
news.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
And we have breaking news tonight involving this neighborhood nightmare playing out in Van Nuys. New video tonight showing the man responsible for blaring horns and sirens being taken into custody.
He's just got fucking horns, fog horns or whatever on a tree in his backyard. He's a fucking menace.
Is he one of those siren guys? Remember the fucking siren festival we talked about?
God, yeah.
It's a saga we've been following for 2 days, and tonight the...
Why? Is there nothing else going on in Los Angeles?
LAPD is taking action. Yeah. Eyewitness News reporter Tim Caputo live in that neighborhood with the new video.
He's live.
Wow.
And the latest information.
Not Tim Caputo. I mean,
Tim Caputo.
It must really be a real thing going on out there then. Okay.
Hot story.
I take back what I said.
Tim.
Hey, Mark, I'll pause for a second. Because you could literally hear crickets out here tonight. Residents of this neighborhood will sleep easy this evening, both literally and figuratively, as the man who lives in this house here behind me that has been blasting loud noises through the streets is in jail tonight.
Are we going through the same thing again? Tell me!
Well,
that's him getting arrested. So,
I thought that was American Hitler for a moment.
Handsome, mustachioed man.
His arrest.
Blares horns all night.
Oh, my Lord.
Nearly as loud as the blaring horns that brought LAPD here in the first place.
Answer my question! Answer my question!
Yeah, you sons of bitches!
He was just yelling right away. So we're like, oh, there's no missing that. And he's yelling and screaming. Hear that from a mile away.
Gary Boyanzi.
We got it, honey.
And taken into custody Wednesday night after months of countless complaints.
What's this guy's name? Rewind this guy's name.
All right. Sorry, I stopped it over there. Lord, I apologize.
He was just yelling right away. So we're like, oh, there's no missing that. And he's yelling and screaming. Hear that from a mile away.
Gary Boyanzian taken into custody Wednesday night after months of countless complaints from his neighbors for this. Deafening train horns that were placed high on a tree in his backyard. And if it wasn't the horn, it was his house alarm, also intentionally set off. LAPD says they responded to his home on Peach Avenue in Van Nuys more than 5 times, and this morning gave him an administrative citation. But it clearly turned Jeff. Criminal. Boyadzi and
Jeff,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you knocking.
Jeff, I'd be digging a hole in my yard. And there wouldn't be a jury in the world to convict me.
It's where you need to have one of your neighborhood friends be like one of those old-timey African native guys that can fire a fucking poison dart silently right at this asshole's neck and drop him.
Left for several hours, and when he returned, police were nearby, watching and listening.
He came out and thought everything was over, so he went out, watered his lawn, and a couple of the plainclothes vehicles just pulled up real quick and snatched him on the lawn. And he was yelling and screaming and resisting arrest. And he was screaming in the car. You could hear the car as it went down the street, could hear him screaming.
God, I wish his name was George Floyd. Son of a bitch. I wish he'd have fucking gotten a knee and a fentanyl overdose in his fucking cocksucker.
<talk-sucker. laughs> Boyanzian was taken away, but the horns haven't been taken down yet. But with no one home to set them off, at least it'll be quiet tonight.
The neighborhood's a huge relief. We know we're not going to hear that horn, and it's disrupting no matter what you're doing.
Earlier today, when we asked him why he sounds off the alarms, he unleashed an unsubstantiated story about the mafia trying to kill him and LAPD assisting in the plot.
Ah, yes.
So the mafia and the cops are coming after him together. Huh.
Talk about delusions of grandeur. Mafia doesn't know you fucking exist, pal. I don't know how to tell you this.
Shit.
You're not an important human.
And if they did and you owed him money, you wouldn't be alive to blow those fucking horns.
As the mafia and the cops are trying to get me.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the neighbors.
Can you imagine that going on in your neighborhood?
No.
Ooh.
No, I can't.
He unleashed an unsubstantiated story about the mafia trying to kill him and LAPD assisting in the plot.
Some of the neighbors we spoke to say you have mental health problems.
They have
no
mental
shit. Thanks, Dr. Genius.
Oh, not Dr.
It
not
is Dr. Genius. I think we just discovered a new character.
Hi, Dr. Genius.
Dr. Genius here.
I don't know why that was so funny, but Dr. Genius is very funny to me for some
just
reason.
In case you're unaware,
yeah.
Neighbors that put horns in trees and blare them all the time might have mental issues.
Oh.
This has been another episode of Dr. Genius.
Well, this could be
another helpful tip from your old Dr. Genius.
This could be a weekly segment. I think Dr. Genius needs his own fucking intro music.
He's Dr. Genius.
I love that we're in year 20 and still inventing new characters.
Damn
like
right.
Dr. Genius.
Dr. Genius. How about Professor Genius?
No.
No, it's got to be Dr. Genius.
No. You got to be Dr. Genius. I'm afraid I got to put my foot down on that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Health problems.
Oh,
my problem. He wants to kill me. My life is in danger. If they don't want to seem to understand it, that's no problem.
LAPD hasn't said what they've charged him with just yet.
Okay, how about being a cunt?
Yeah.
Sir, you're under arrest. What's the charge?
What's the charge?
For being a cunt.
Enjoying a meal.
Sucking a Chinese siren.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know.
A succulent Chinese siren.
We're both exhausted. That's why it's so funny.
For neighbors, it's moot. Because for the moment, silence never sounded so good.
Yeah,
the
so
sounds of silence.
And relax and just live our lives the best way we can.
Okay.
It is unclear at this point how long he will be detained. His family members are actually still here right now.
His family members? Oh, my God.
Wow.
None of them thought to go, hey, fucko.
Hey.
What are we doing here?
Hey, fucko.
I got to sleep, too.
Including his mother. She's been here most of the evening.
Your mother.
I tried to talk to them to understand their view of this entire ordeal, but they did not want to speak tonight.
No.
Yeah, no shit.
Sirens do the talking for him.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Scurlock.
And I'm...
good morning, everybody.
Stephanie Scurlock.
Greg Hurst, police are saying that the actions of those drivers led to that...
Where do you think I got that voice from? It's this guy right here.
It's every one of these idiots.
Good morning, everybody. It's Stephanie Scurlock.
Crash. WRG's Brian Didlake has been reading through the report and has more on the findings.
These are not real names. They can't possibly be real names. Skidlack, Derlick, whatever the fuck. These can't possibly be real people.
Skidmark?
Oh, speaking of which, yeah.
It's been 51 days since CSX railroad workers tested.
It's been 51 days since you looked at me. That was hacky as shit.
It was.
It's been.
It's equipment. Workers looking into how a train crashed into a funeral limousine. Bartlett.
Well, I have a fucking hunch.
Huh.
I have a hunch. It's not like the fucking train crept up on that car. You know what I mean? It's pretty damn loud. Hey, wait a minute. What the fuck?
the police now...
Train veered into the oncoming path of a funeral car. What?
What?
No, that doesn't happen.
Say it ain't so.
Answering some of those questions with their official crash report. According to investigators, the signal was working at the time of the crash.
Huh.
The train a little more than 1,000 feet away. Officers say within that distance, two white Chargers acting as escorts for a funeral limousine entered the intersection after the light cycled to red and crossed over the tracks. Another escort driver on a motorcycle approached the intersection but stopped. The limo, not too far behind, attempted to then cross the tracks, but not before being hit.
Can't imagine how that happened. Huh. Oh, people disregarding the signs.
Oh.
We have a theme this week.
Signs.
Everywhere is fucking signs.
WREG got a hold of the witness statement that shared multiple accounts. One person said right before the limousine was hit, they, quote, watched as the first Charger crossed over the track and that the motorcycle...
they, quote, shit my pants.
They, quote, fuck these barricades.
Well, again...
Escort driver waved a second escort Charger to cross the tracks. She could now see the train was almost to the crossing, saw the limo try and cross, but was unable to do it, and it got hit. Another...
Good.
Again, train didn't creep up on you.
No.
You know, it takes a mile or more for those things to come to a complete stop.
Oh, folks. Yeah, at least.
If I were a train conductor and I saw a car, I'd get on the fucking
gas.
I'd
fucking pump that throttle to full.
Fucking.
Because if I'm going to hit it, I want to see a show.
Yep, absolutely. I want glass, teeth, scalp everywhere. And I want my scalps.
Yeah.
Witness told police one of the drivers of the Charger fled the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
No shit.
At least that.
Inside the limousine, the driver and six passengers, including...
Six passengers!
What are six people doing in a funeral fucking limo?
Partying, baby. Partying.
An infant. Police...
An infant?
What?
That kid was hammered, too.
Say the impact catapulted them nearly 1,700 feet away.
Jeez! The crowd... He got on the throttle. This is our kind of fucking engineer right here.
You can't.
Crash resulted in various injuries. The infant sustaining two cuts on her head, among injuries to the other family members in the limo, broken wrist, shattered pelvis, broken ribs, and...
Shattered pelvis. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, pelvis. I apologize.
Police did confirm one dead in the limo. Good work there, boys. Good work there, boys. Hey, Chief, there's a box back here with a body in it.
Oh, my God, no. We can confirm the plane crash in a local cemetery. Thousands dead.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know. They just keep finding more. It's tragic.
They'll be out here for days looking for dead bodies.
That could be as many as 6,100 casualties.
On a Beechcraft jet that held 10. Wow.
Thousands dead. Some of them just complete skeletons at this point. It's tragic. Oh, the humanity.
Why have we not? What's that fucking dude? Why is Luke Cannon not fucking recreated the Hindenburg crash? Why?
Well, I'll have a talk with Luke.
You need to fucking set that up.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Ah, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, yeah.
I forget the name of that guy, too.
Here's Luke Cannon in New Jersey.
We're in Lakehurst, New Jersey, live.
Lakehurst, that's it. For the landing of the Hindenburg.
Yeah. It's a hydrogen blimp. It's the safest conveyance on the planet Earth. What could possibly go wrong?
If you do this, you got to record it. You got to record it. Then we got to speed it up a little bit like that dude's voice was. That would be
like
hilarious.
Like the scratchy fucking... Yeah. Oh, the humanity! Ah. That guy was seeing some shit.
Oh, can you imagine?
You know, like now you'd freak out, but you know, you've seen it for the last 50 years, right? This guy, they never seen anything like that shit back then, right?
Oh, it's awful. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, the humanity. Herbert Morrison.
Herbert Morrison.
Ah, oh.
It's starting to rain again. The rain had blacked up a little bit.
It's starting to rain again.
It started.
Lou Cannon's getting wet.
Oh, no, it's starting to rain again. Oh, this is terrible. This is a very expensive suit.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please.
Get out of the way, please.
Please. Just get the fuck out of the way.
Burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the worst catastrophe in history.
Lou's got to go.
I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to get to a train about a girl. Why am I sitting here still?
400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now.
Oh, you faggot. What are you crying for?
Fucking half a man.
Yeah, really. Beat it.
And the flame is rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture is beaming around it. I don't. I can't even talk to people. There's friends are out there.
You have Cannon's here interviewing everybody.
Ah, this is terrible.
What do you think of this little weenie roast we got going here in Lakehurst? I'm sorry. What do you think of this little schnitzel roast we got going in Lakehurst?
Anybody got any buns? I got to say, oh, the humanity is a line that would not occur to a living human in this. Like, it's such a, you know, it's so,
yeah.
You know, it really is a gut punch of a line, right?
Yeah.
But it's just would not occur to someone now to.
No.
I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, for the first time, Lou Cannon's lost for words. No, he's not.
Anyway, we'll be right back after these words.
We'll be
right back after these words from Volkswagen on your local.
Right after these words from Zippo Light.
On the TGO Radio Network.
Zippo, light your cigarette. Flames it up, gun. Boy, would that have been fucking hilarious.
They're a massive smoking wreckage, and everybody can't hardly breathe and talk and screaming.
I'm baffled. I am baffled anyone survived that, man. That's wild.
And that thing was, what? Everything was over in, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, it was.
That thing burnt fucking to the ground. Well,
to the ground.
To the ground. Man.
Yeah.
Even a collapsed lung. WRG at the time spoke with a family member who said it was a blessing that no one died.
So to see this.
Now, wait a minute.
Well,
wait a minute.
Well,
it's mangled up car, and to see how it was hit, instantly thought, man, to praise God in spite of.
There's a train thing in the background.
Yeah, that's right. They instantly thought, Jeff, they praised God. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
For what?
For saving all those lives.
Because we could have been planning more funerals.
Should have been, lady. Should have been.
Drivers of those cars are dumb cunts.
Three escort drivers and the funeral limousine driver have not all been cited for failure to obey a railroad signal.
That's it.
In Bartlett, Brian...
Yeah, again, it didn't sneak up on you. This just train.
Well, that fucking train came out of nowhere. Like a ghost train.
Well, it's time for an exciting new feature, and I say...
Uh-oh.
We've done enough of these that I finally took it upon myself to get a theme together for it.
Oh.
It's the Church Sex Offender Update on TGO Radio.
I don't want to know how you made the noises Jeff, to get them overdubbed on that. I don't care.
I listened to that last night and I went, this may be the grossest thing I have ever recorded. Those are both sounds I took from YouTube.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
I mean, but I listened to it and I went, wow, is that gross.
Wow, is that nasty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know, so is priests fucking kids.
Well, I've got some
But people still give that fucking organization billions of dollars every year.
Got some exciting news for you.
Good.
A youth pastor who used his position of power to prey on children. That's how 52-year-old Thomas Pinker.
52, man. Right in the fucking. Right. It's right in the slot.
Right in the slot. It's in the pocket, literally.
It's 5'2". It's perfect. It's right in the fucking slot.
Pinkerton is described in court Thursday. He's facing 24 counts related to child sexual abuse offenses.
Yeah.
So far, 7 men have come forward, 6 of which say the abuse took place in Baltimore County from 2006 to 2010 while he was a youth pastor at Central Christian Church, taking place at both the church and his home.
Mm-hmm. Fucking him in the church. Yeah, you gotta love it.
The survivors.
Simple solution for this that would put a stop to it.
Yeah, I said on a show a couple weeks ago, if you look at a 17-year-old girl built like a grown woman and you go, look, that's all right. I got nothing to say to you. But if you're looking at kids, that's in your brain. That's a fucking sickness, and there's no cure for that. And you ought to be summarily executed as soon as it's found out.
Stupid, sexy kids.
They really are. You know, and that's the problem, too. The kids are so fucking sexy these days. You know, what are you going to do in 1850? Fucking when they only bathe once a month and their fucking asses all crusted up with shit and fur and whatever the fuck was going on back then. Dirt or whatever.
Like fucking 80 grit sandpaper.
Yeah. They're all fucking soft and sexy now.
Soft and sexy. There's the fucking show title. There's the show title.
I'm afraid you're
soft
right.
Soft and sexy.
I hate to say that out loud, but I'm afraid you're right.
We're 12 to 17 years old at the time.
Jesus. See, 12 is a problem.
Yeah.
12 is a real problem. But if we're talking 17 and a half,
you're going to give him a pass on that one, aren't you? Rules are rules, man. It's 18.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Huh?
It's 18 in some locales. I think New York, it's 16.
New York?
Or some shit like that.
New York City.
New York City? I don't know what it is here. I assume it's 18 here.
Yeah,
Thursday, Pinkerton went before a judge for his...
Again, if you're 52 and an 18-year-old can't do it for you, I can't help you.
No.
Because that's plenty fucking young.
Bail review hearing after being extradited from his home in Georgia to here in Maryland. The judge decided...
Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia.
You gotta be extradited to a fucking pine box.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, man, I can't even touch those kids, Daddy. Oh.
Elvis got a bullet for you right here.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh. The king.
Oh. I don't know anything about those underage girls, man.
No? Nothing?
Nope.
No comment from Elvis on that,
nope.
Huh?
Nope. Can't tell you anything about it, Dad.
No?
Oh.
Wasn't Lisa Marie like 14 or something when you started
I don't know what you're talking about. Lisa who?
Huh? Uh-huh. Your first wife?
Who?
Who?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Dad. Come on now.
I think her folks
give the king
was,
a break. Uh-huh.
I think her folks thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're all from the South, so I mean, yeah. Fucking each other down there at 11, 12 years old, you freaks.
Well, I guess if they'd been cousins, it would have been. Yeah. It would have been in it immediately.
Nah, man, the age wasn't a problem. She was my cousin. It's all right.
Oh,
it's all right.
Oh man. Oh. Eesh. Yep, she was 14 when they met, and you can try telling me. I think even she says they didn't have sex till she was 18, but I don't believe her either.
No. Oh, come on now. That's king of rock and roll dick in your ass, baby.
Wow. Gee whiz. Oh.
while he was a youth pastor at Central Christian Church, taking place at both the church and his home. The survivors were 12 to 17 years old at the time.
Uh-huh. Thursday, Pinkerton went before a judge for his bail review hearing after being extradited from his home in Georgia to here in Maryland. The judge deciding that he will continue to be held behind bars with no bond.
At least.
Determining that...
Save you some money here, Judge.
Yeah, I just... Quick.
Save you some money on this one, Judge.
Yeah, quick.
He is both a flight risk and a danger to public safety. That decision stems...
No.
He's also a rapist risk, because he's a rapist.
Well, he's also a benefit to... He's also... Goddamn.
What? Huh? Spit it out.
I'm trying to think of the word.
Literally.
Well, no.
If I had a nickel for every time I'd heard a pastor say that.
Incidentally, Jeff Durant's a millionaire, and now you know why. It's that settlement with the church.
From new charging documents, where survivors detail a pattern of behavior with those Pinkerton deemed his favorites, including massages.
Visions of Pinkertons descending like locusts.
Yeah, sure is.
Hand-holding, hugging, wrestling, and kissing.
Ooh, of course,
well, that's just normal Sunday church, Sunday school activities.
Yeah. Like a little grab ass in the rectory?
Excuse me, where?
The rectory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rectory? Damn near killed her, ate it.
What?
I don't know.
Does that make any sense at all?
No sense at all.
Yeah. Some describe it as escalating into sexual molestation.
Molestation.
They say he would groom them.
When you say it French like that, it sounds
See,
all right.
It sounds fine.
Molestation.
Get a little red wine, some dumb bread, some stupid bread, and you're good to go.
Some long, thin baguettes.
Well. I won't tell tales out of school, but... Oh, molestation. Oh, well, that sounds fine.
Big fat croissant.
Lots of ass fucking in France, I bet.
Oh, shit.
Couldn't be bothered to fight the Germans because they were too busy ass fucking. Which may be the most ridiculous thing I've ever said.
Ass fucking Frenchies.
Truth of the matter is, France... That country was fucking bled white in World War I. And they got around to World War II, and they were like, hey, you know what? Just go ahead and take it.
No, we're good. Go ahead. Come on in.
We're okay.
We will fucking leave the door open for you.
Fucking Hitler strolls.
Oh, you get no resistance from us. We have rolling Nazi red carpet. We love Hitler.
Fucking Hitler strolls into Paris. He sees the Eiffel Tower and goes, look at that fucking ridiculous World's Fair gimmick. Anyway, put a flag on it. Let's go. Yeah. Fuck.
Fostering a spiritual father-son relationship with young men, telling them, quote, that this was between them, not to tell anyone, and that it could destroy Pinkerton. Survivors say he would have boys sleep with him on mission trips.
Yeah, that's the mission was getting that nut. Am I right, Jeff?
I have no idea.
Oh, right.
I plead the fifth.
Fifth.
Making children strip down as a gesture of, quote, serving. One victim.
You're serving that ass, am I right?
Ooh. Serving up that hot young ass.
It's going to be a Jeff Durant
plethora
highlight reel of fucking out of context audio this week. God damn.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. Ooh, they were serving.
Pardon me, are you being served?
Do you have any grape?
I'll take that as a yes.
Do you have any grape poop on for me to poop on?
Other times, making children strip down as a gesture of, quote, serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Captain Peacock, are you free? I'm free.
Captain Peacock. Who's the gay one? What was his name?
Mr. Humphreys. Mr. Humphreys. Mr. Humphreys, are you free? I'm free.
I'm free.
One victim says, quote, the kisses made him feel uncomfortable and sick. The abuse.
Yeah, well, still spread those cheeks, didn't he?
Kisses made me feel uncomfortable. The fingers in my ass was the last straw.
That was the last straw.
I mean, you know.
By the time he got two knuckles deep on the third finger, I'd finally had enough.
That could be a show title.
And you know, two folks. Knuckles deep. I remember. I'm not even going to tell that story. Never mind.
No?
No.
Use allegedly continued until Pinkerton left to begin his own ministry.
Oh.
Thank God he branched out on his own.
Yes, the ministry was called. It was called Slippery Cheeks Assembly of God.
Slippery Cheeks Ascension. Slippery Cheeks Latter-day Saints.
The Slippery Cheeks. Oh, well, I am exceptionally happy with
that
joke.
And here at Slippery Cheeks Church, we take our clothes off before we pray.
Pass the Astroglide, Father.
Yeah. No, 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 no. We're not collecting money in that. There's little personal tubes of Astroglide in there.
Oh,
everybody
no.
Take one.
No, there will be no money.
Yeah.
Right now, another investigation is underway in Georgia for similar accusations.
Oh, I bet it stopped in Baltimore, though. I bet there was nothing more to report there.
Yeah, no, I'm sure
I'm sure he...
Yeah.
It was just the Baltimore kids he had to get his hands on.
He left Baltimore and he was fine.
I bet that's true.
He's been in Georgia. He has a family in Georgia, a wife and three children. He's actually a member, pastor of a church down in Georgia.
Say Georgia again. We heard you. We got it.
Say it a little faster.
He's got a wife and three kids, though.
In Georgia.
Where now?
In Georgia.
I hadn't heard that part.
Georgia.
Oh.
Georgia. You know where he lives? Georgia.
Oh. That's in the south, right?
It is. Yeah.
Pinkerton's attorney tells 11 News.
Atlanta's in Georgia.
What other cities are in Georgia, Jeff?
Conyers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Savannah.
Oh, okay. That's a little closer to the water than...
Yeah. Right? Let's see. What else? Atlanta, Savannah.
He is no longer with that church. In a statement, Central Christian calls the news, quote, deeply heartbreaking, stating the church...
Is it really? Is it deeply heartbreaking? You're just sad that one of your fucks got caught. What'd you call it? Slippery Cheeks?
Slippery Cheeks Assembly of God. which if I had a hair on my ass, would be the show title this week.
Just fully cooperating with the investigation.
Uh-huh.
A preliminary hearing is set for September.
Uh-huh.
In Baltimore County, I'm Tommy Clark, WBAL TV 11 News.
Tommy. Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me? And this has been Church Sex Offender Scandal Update on TGO Radio, whatever the official title is. So that was very interesting. That was very fun. There we go. Thank you, Doug. Oh, man. God damn. Oh, God.
Gross. Jesus.
Well, speaking of protein and miles, here we go right here. 3-hour search for what initially appeared to be a dead body in the Blackfoot River ended up being a life-size silicone female companion doll, according to this piece. Someone had reported seeing a body in the river about 16 miles northeast of Soda Springs. Deputies flew drones, just drones and cops and dogs, and they're just in the end they find
it's a fucking blow up doll,
fuck doll with a crusty mouth. When my team went in and pulled it out of the water, That's when they realized it was just a life-size companion doll. I'm not going to call it a fuck doll, but that's what it is, a fuck doll.
Had to call Hazmat because they weren't sure what was fucking gurgling out of its fucking ass.
I'm pretty sure they knew what was gurgling out of its ass. The doll had been in the water for quite a while by the time they found it. It's unclear who it belonged to and how it got there. Well, I got some theories on how it got there. Someone died, or some wife found it, or some girlfriend found it.
Oh, yeah.
Appears to be, wasn't a cheapie. It seems like it was one of the expensive ones. One of the,
yeah?
Uh-huh.
What do you pay for a good sex doll?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's find out together. Let's see. Let's do...
What is a good sex doll?
Jeff, I mean...
You don't want those, like, inflatable pool toy sex dolls that you buy for the bachelor party.
I would like to have one for in here, just for the bit.
Yeah.
You know, we can fucking duct tape her wrist to the wall, her fucking mouth. Always look surprised to see it. Let's see. How much does it cost for a high-quality sex doll?
I bet you're going to find some pretty fucking expensive shit.
Oh, God, there's a sex doll forum, which I wouldn't... Anywhere from $500 to $6,000.
I was thinking $5,000. Okay. $6,000. Yeah. You know what? Well,
that's
listen,
very
listen,
silly.
Listen to me. Still cheaper than a fucking divorce.
Plus your balls get tight every now and then. You know, you get to, you know.
Yep. Well, doesn't fucking nag you. doesn't fucking talk to you.
I told you on the show several weeks ago. I will not be getting on top of my sex toy. It won't happen.
No, sex toy is going to do the work.
No, yeah, well, there's no. Dildos, dolls. Let's see here. Holy shit. They haven't quite got the faces. I mean, the bodies they've got figured out, but the faces not so much yet.
So?
They're, you know what, Jeff?
So?
Let's go back to what I said earlier. I have laid waste to some fucking pigs. Hey, they've all got big tits, though. I need a girl that's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that one was in a rush.
They've all got big, dumb tits. I need a girl built like when she was... I really got to bleep that name. That one matters a little bit. Let's just pick a random... 30, 35, 40. Give me a number between 1 and 41.
38.
You would. 38 is Stacy 1.0. This is on the realdoll.com website.
Oh.
Let's click on Stacy and see what's doing here. Let's see. Save $1,000.
Well.
I just had a pop-up ad. Let's see here.
There's a coupon?
A coupon? Uh-oh, buddy.
Sex doll coupon? Use code FUCKMYMOUTHFOREVER at the end to earn a discount.
A sad man discount.
You tell him TGO Radio sent you. Use promo code TGO Radio sucks.
Jeff, Stacy 1.0.
Yo.
Body type, eye detail and color. You get to pick, so they got your options, cup size, vaginal style.
What?
You can pick removable for vaginal style on a fuck doll, apparently.
Why? What's removable?
Well.
So you can put it in the spin cycle and get her all scrubbed up?
That might actually be the answer, actually. Let me see here.
You know what that is? That's for those masochists that like to go through the pain of, honey, I have vaginal cancer and I have to have a hysterectomy. Well, let's just pop that thing right out of there. Put in a rebuild kit.
If you buy it as is, no modifications
yeah.
for Stacy 1.0,
yeah.
$9,400.
Okay, is it like Amazon where there's an option for used?
Jeff,
I'd buy somebody else's fuck doll. I mean, they could be cleaned.
I mean,
right? Am I right? I mean, look, they still make bleach, right?
I mean, look, if we're going to get down to that thing about it, every hole you ever fucked was fucked by someone else first and it got cleaned up.
Fucking bargain hunter, okay? Baby. Okay,
exactly. Yep, so,
you gotta, you know.
You know, throw it on a fire hydrant for a few minutes and get it all squeaky clean.
Exactly.
$9,400 to get a fucking nut.
To get a nut, yeah.
Could not be me.
When you got two fucking free hands right here.
Look down and see that lifeless face? It's like fucking I'm going to cut that name out too.
$9,400, huh?
Wow.
No.
I could do so much more stuff with $9,400. Oh, man.
Join a gym, lose some weight, and go get your own life, pussy.
Don't get fucking crazy over there, all right? Think you're losing your mind. Jeff, the doll has a magnetic face. I take it back. Magnetic face is your show title in minute 57. Magnetic face.
Why a magnetic face?
Jeff, what are you asking me for? What do I know about it? Let's see here. Sorry, I'm very old. Sorry, I apologize. Separation between silicone on the face and the body is only apparent when looking up at the doll's face from beneath it.
Oh! So she sits on your face, huh? Or it sits on, I guess I should say it sits on your face.
Can't be me eating doll pussy. Can't be me. No, sir. Jaw assembly. Oh, God.
Jaw assembly?
That's right. In case you need to give her the old what for. Fucking sharp elbow to shut her up.
How come your doll's got a black eye?
Some faces and bodies will look better together due to differences in size. Wow.
Can you get a package? Can you get a deal with like a female and a male fuck doll so that, you know, you can sit in the cuck chair in the corner?
Buddy, I mean, you can get like customize the areola and nipple colors. And Jesus. I mean, they are really hair and eyes and mouth, makeup. God bless it. Insert options. Facts. All inserts shown are interchangeable. Oh, God.
How do they?
Spit it out, Durant. Jesus Christ, stammer an idiot. God damn.
How do they classify the inserts? Is it by age?
Well, I think it's just appearance in this way. I mean, it is every type of pussy you've seen, they've got it here as an option. They're interchangeable. The inserts are all the same inside.
Yep. It's
all pink on the inside, right. Daddy. Yep. Ribbed and nubby is what it says.
Do they have like an Arby's version?
Yeah, I think what you mean is a roasty.
A roasty.
Inside dimension is 7 inches deep.
Yeah, I'd like the big Montana model, please.
Oh, boy. 7 inches deep times 2 inches in diameter.
Oh, well, that's I'm going to have one custom made.
However, stretches to about 12 inches
I'll be
deep.
All right, then.
And 4 inches in diameter.
Oh, yeah, we'll be all right.
If you can push a fucking baby out, you can take this fucking...
You can take that dick.
Yeah, you can take it. Pubic hair, you can get it
bald. Oh, Who in their right mind, buddy, would order one with pubic hair?
Hang on. You sitting down? You can get a transgender converter. The new transgender converter will turn your real doll into a transgender woman whenever you feel like it.
Oh. If the mood strikes you.
And when doesn't it? That's the question. Right. Good. $9,400.
Yeah.
Wow. Lube up your hand for free.
Right.
What does a bottle of baby oil or fucking Astroglide cost you?
How much does a jar of Vaseline cost?
I knew a girl who dated a guy who was a little bit older and liked to go the Vaseline route.
Oh.
Like, who did you date? Henry Ford? The fucking, did you date the world's oldest sexually active man? The fuck were you doing? And I saw him. I saw this guy recently at a store here in town.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to his very recent wife. And I was like, she's seen the Vaseline container. She's seen it. And shook my hand with a straight face.
Was it slippery?
No. But like, you can tell she, you know.
Yeah.
Just get down there and eat it, you fucking degenerate. Ooh.
Yeah, stinking. Buddy. Can you get for
ominous thought? Yeah.
Did you say Ominous Dominus? Yeah. Wasn't that your wrestling name?
Yeah. That's right. When I started getting heavy, I went by Ominous Dominus.
For your $9,400, can you get like some custom smells added?
I think the bleach is bad enough. Well, just in case you want to see what the pussy looks like on the inside, sorry. No cross-section images are available.
Oh.
Sorry.
Does it come with all holes fully functional?
I guess. Good gracious. I mean, you can pick the body type and the mouth, makeup, eyes, hair. Jeff, if you
can, you get one that's like cross-eyed and half her teeth missing, so when you're in, you know, you're in the mood for that fucking meth head night. You know, you've been hit
meth head night.
Been hitting the fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon pretty hard that Saturday, cutting the grass and everything. You get done, you're like, fuck it, I'm fucking whoring tonight.
My son,
get that one that's got, you know, one eye looking at you, one eye off, fucking wandering away in the distance.
Yeah, they call that the Sydney Sweeney. Her eyes are too far apart, folks. My son sent me a message the other day, and he goes, man, I was leaning against my car talking to somebody, and I hurt my back. He's 31 years old, my son. And I go, yeah, well, it's over. I mean,
yeah.
You're finished.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any Aleve? Aleve is an anti-inflammatory that'll help you with your back situation. He said, no. I said, well, I can bring you some. Let me know if you need anything. He said, I need better jeans. And I said, well, I did the best I could despite your mother's fucking Mountain Dew jeans.
That's very funny.
I was especially proud of that line.
That is, yeah, you should be. That was good. Your mother's Mountain Dew jeans. Kid and I were talking before you got here, and I don't know, somehow we got on the subject of cremation. And you know, he asked me. He goes, what do you want done? You know, I said, I want to be cremated. He's like, well, okay. You know, he goes, do you have that, you know, documented? I said, oh yeah, you know, we had that stuff made up a couple years ago here and everything. And he goes, well, what do you want done with your remains? I said, I don't give a fuck. I won't be here. I won't be able to. I said, listen, do me a favor. I said, I said, take the box that they come in and just put a shipping label on it. And if I outlive your mother, just send it to her and put on there, here, your wish came true.
Jesus Christ. Well, so that's, so now you know what it costs to get a nut, $10,000.
Wow. There's a lot cheaper ways to get a fucking nut, baby.
Just lube your fist. What are we doing?
Jesus Christ, spit is free. Come on.
Well, I mean, treat yourself. I mean, come on, don't fucking treat it like a, you know, God, like a stranger. What are we doing, you savage? Come on.
Okay, so what's a lube treat? Just anything besides saliva?
Astroglide, baby oil. Yeah.
Baby oil.
Yeah.
Huh? Never liked the baby oil.
I mean, it's a lot of cleanup on the back half.
It is, yeah.
I used to tit fuck girls with baby oil back in my sexually active days. And that's a lot of cleanup. You call them baby oil, just spit. When you get mad, you spit in her face. I said, push them together. Fucking hock that loogie. Gee whiz.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a good time on TGO Radio.
Well, we really do. And this is why our contract is getting renewed.
Yeah. It's not going to cost you $100 million. I'll tell you what, you can have TGO Radio for $500,000 a year.
Yep.
Yep.
$500,000 a year.
Yeah. Sure can. The last surviving shock jocks, yeah, Brian and Jeff.
That's it. Ain't nobody doing a show like this.
No.
You can't.
I guarantee you we're the only podcast you listen to without commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking guarantee you that. Oh, this shit's free, man. Fucking half hour of sex doll talk.